Hello, fellow runners. Welcome to The Law of Running, the first and only podcast that helps runners understand their legal rights. I am attorney and runner Steve Aggregard. In this episode, episode 8, I'm continuing the discussion of trespassing and the law of trespassing and how it intersects with the sport of running and the legal rights of runners to be on private property or not be on private property. I started in on this topic in episode 6, a couple episodes ago, and I said to look out for signs that we're trespassing, and I meant that quite literally. I said, we're expected, and the law expects us, to look for signs that say no trespassing or keep out. Those are indications that we are not welcome there as runners. Tall fences are another indication. And even when there are no signs or fences, if we're asked to leave private property, we need to leave, or we risk becoming trespassers. I blogged about this topic, too, and put the post on my Facebook page, which is also titled The Law of Running, and I was pleased to see it got a fair amount of attention. The attention and comments, though, they underscored maybe some misunderstandings that some runners or maybe some private property owners have about how the law of trespassing intersects with the sport of running. Some of the reactions reflected the belief that any time we're on private property, we're trespassers. But that's just not true. The example I used in episode 6 was a door-to-door salesperson. If one comes knocking or a door-to-door solicitor who's looking for signatures on a petition or is looking to get me to vote for a candidate, is that person trespassing when they knock on my door? Well, no. Not unless the person has disobeyed a sign or climbed a fence or gone through a closed gate or something to that effect. Homeowners who live in residential areas with streets and sidewalks, we have obligations, legal obligations, to let visitors know they're not welcome when they come to the front door. That's what the law requires. Now, for sure, there are times when we know or we should know that we'd be trespassing even if a sign doesn't say as much or there's no fence. For example, the interior of homes are off limits. Of course they are. And one commenter on my Facebook page made that point by asking the rhetorical question, well, can I sleep on your couch without permission? Well, good point. And of course you can't. And I don't want you to run through my house either. The person who took the time to comment on my Facebook post made a good point and one that's worth clarifying in this episode. Homes are different. We know from life experience that other people's homes are off limits. And if we don't know that, we should know that. Running through somebody's yard, whether there's a fence or not or a sign or not, is not a wise thing to do. But in the context of running, we're not usually faced with the scenario of whether to run through somebody's front yard or not. Things are not so cut and dried for us. What we face are situations where property looks public, but in fact is private. I'm talking about and thinking about, in particular, housing developments, townhome developments, those sorts of things. A lot of those developments have streets and sidewalks that make it look like they were built by the city and are maintained by the city when, in fact, they're not. Some such developments are encircled with fences, but a lot are not, and it seems like in my part of Minnesota, many such developments don't have tall fences or gates that send the message to keep out. Now, some private housing developments have signs that carry the name of the community and might state it's private property, but oftentimes they don't go to that next step and say keep out or no trespassing or no soliciting or things of that nature. In such a situation, in such a community, can we run there? Have you run there? Well, I have. There's a development, a private development called The Landings, just outside the main business district of Minneapolis. I used to run there 4 or 5 times a week when I worked for a law firm downtown Minneapolis. It's a great development with nice homes and townhomes. It's very welcoming, tucked between the tall buildings of downtown Minneapolis and the public paths along the Mississippi River. It's a fairly new development, so the streets are well-maintained and they're not filled with potholes and the sidewalks haven't buckled like a lot of them have on city streets. So I used to run there. And there's a sign at the entrance and it says the name of the development, identifies it as The Landings, goes a step further and says it's private property, but it doesn't go beyond that to say that the property is doesn't say no trespassing or keep out or something of that nature, no soliciting or give an indication that I'm not welcome there. So when I worked downtown, I'd run there, but I did so dozens of times, and the only reactions I got were friendly waves from motorists or from residents walking their dogs. Or occasionally, I'd encounter another runner who might give me a friendly nod, and maybe the runner lived there, maybe not. I don't know. But here's what the law required of me in that instance. The law required me to consider that entrance and the sign and the development as a whole through the eyes of what the law would say is a reasonable person. What would a reasonable person believe about that community and whether it's a place where I could run through it? The law required me to ask, well, what would the average person believe upon encountering a sign such as that, one that said the property was private, but didn't say to keep out? What would the average person say about the streets and the sidewalks and the message that streets and sidewalks say about a development, and whether it's generally open to the public in general and runners in particular? Now, compare and contrast that development, named The Landings, with one by exactly the same name. It's in a suburb just to the north of Minneapolis, Brooklyn Park. The sign outside that development contains the name The Landings, and it also contains the message that it's private property, just like The Landings in Minneapolis. But in Brooklyn Park, the sign goes a step further, and it says, no trespassing. Now, I've posted pictures of these signs on my blog at lawofrunning.com, if you want to take a look. And sort of compare and contrast what the signs look like. I haven't run in the specific area up in Brooklyn Park, but if I would, I'd be wise to stay out, right? Because I'm on notice that non-residents, or at least people with no intentions to visit residents, well, we're just not welcome. And as I said in the previous podcast and in the blog and in social media posts, that's their right to exclude me as a runner who doesn't live there. The townhome development, its owners, and the people who live there, they have the legal right to tell me I'm not welcome, and they've done so on the sign. And so we compare and contrast those housing developments, and they're just one example of private property where runners go. The list of private property where you go, it's probably longer than you think. For example, I live in the vicinity of several private colleges here in St. Paul, Minnesota, and I run through the campuses frequently, never with a sense that I'm a trespasser or a sense that I'm subject to arrest or a lawsuit alleging I'm a trespasser. The campuses, they have no signs, they have no fences, they're generally open to the public, and I feel comfortable running there. Now, true, not all campuses are that way. Some have signs and fences, gates, guardhouses, things like that, but not all of them do. Can we go there? Can we run there? Well, probably. But as I've said, we need to be prepared to leave if we're asked to leave, and we need to be on the lookout for signs and fences. If a security guard came up to me and said, the runners are not welcome and I'm not welcome, well, I'd need to leave. I would need to obey that directive. But the campuses I run through, they're generally open to the public. And from my perspective, with respect to these particular places, that includes runners. I'm a member of the public. I've run through these campuses dozens of times. Truth be told, probably hundreds of times, because I've lived in St. Paul more than 20 years. I'm on private property, but that doesn't automatically make me a trespasser. It's a tough area of law. The intersection of the law of trespassing and the sport of running, it can be confusing. And a lot of runners probably are not sure of their rights. And there's a lot more to this topic just than whether we're trespassers or not. And the possibility of injury on private property is one that's foremost in our thinking. So in future podcasts and in future blog posts, I'll keep talking about and writing about this intersection of the law of trespassing and the sport of running. It's an interesting area where all runners should know a little bit about it. But that's it for today. That's enough for today. Thanks for listening. As I said, I'm on Facebook and also Twitter and the internet at lawofrunning.com. So go there for more content and a link to where you can order my book by the same name. Thanks to Cabalistic Village for the theme music. Visit composer Menachem Engel's page on SoundCloud. Last word with a legal disclaimer. I'm not giving you legal advice, and I cannot give you legal advice because the laws are different in every state and community. So if you need legal help, reach out to a lawyer in your area who knows the law in your area the best and is in the best position to help you out in your particular situation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Steve Eggergard, and this is The Law of Running.